Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the ABB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God is Real.
The title of this program, this episode, is Jeremiah 44, verse 28. Whose words shall stand, mine or theirs? I think it necessary and very important that I read these 22 false statements coming from the AVB. The statements are false on purpose. Here they are. 1, Romans 10:4, Christ is the end of the law. John 4:24, God is a spirit. 1 John 1, verse 5, God is light. 1 John 4, verse 8, God is love. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Number 6, Galatians 4:4. God sent forth his Son. John 9:31. God heareth not sinners. Isaiah 59:11. We look for judgment, but there is none. Job 19:7. There is no judgment. 10, Psalm 53:1. There is no God. Romans 13:8. He that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. 12, Romans 13:10. Love is the fulfilling of the law. Lamentations 2:9. the law is no more. 14, Ephesians 2, verse 5, by grace ye are saved. Ephesians 2, verse 8, by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. 16, Galatians 3, verse 12, the law is not of faith, as in the Christian faith, and faith in Jesus. John 1, 17, grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. 18, Galatians 5, verse 18, ye are not under the law, but under grace. Hebrews 10, 38, the just shall live by faith. 20, Psalm 119, verse 126, they have made void thy law. 21, John 5, verses 28 and 29. The hour is coming in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice and shall come forth, they that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. And verse 22, or number 22, Acts 24, verse 15, there shall be a resurrection of the dead, both of the just and the unjust. I have read off to you 22 Bible statements that are false on purpose. Let's add to those 22 statements. In 1 Corinthians 15, verses 3 and 4, there are seven false back-to-back statements. These seven false statements concern the fictional character Jesus, who is called Christ. The first one, Christ died for our sins. Two, Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. Three, and that he was buried. Four, and that he rose. Five, and that he rose again. Six, and that he rose again the third day. And number seven, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. To get the truth and nothing but the truth concerning Jesus, consult Lawmaster Archives and hear the series of episodes on Jesus. One way to find them, once you get to Lawmasters and the archives, look for Jesus in the title. In 1 Corinthians 15, verse 3, there are two back-to-back lies, falsehoods, or falsities. In 1 Corinthians 15, verse 4, listen, there are five, I did say five, back-to-back lies. In 1 Corinthians 15, verses 3 through 4, there are seven back-to-back lies. Add these seven back-to-back lies to the 22 false statements I read earlier and considered previously, and we have 22 plus 7 false statements, making a grand total of 57 false statements. That is something. I have identified 27 false statements deliberately set down in the AVB, Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James Version. And a very important point, I said, these statements are deliberately set down. They are false on purpose. They tell us something. The point about these 22 plus 7 false statements is, one, they are foundational to Christianity, and two, they are things that are taught by the Christian church. I have heard a picture is worth a thousand words. It is said every picture tells a story. The definition for story here is a report or account of a matter. Every picture, they say, tells a story. The 22 plus 7 false statements present us with an unambiguous word picture of the formation of doctrines taught by the Christian church. With the 22 plus 7 false statements, we see up close the entrails of Christianity. We see in the 22 plus 7 false statements the doctrine concerning Christ. We see the false doctrine, and that's a false doctrine that is taught by the church. We see the false doctrine of love. We see the false doctrine of the resurrection of the dead. We see the false doctrine of grace. We see the false doctrine of grace through faith. We see the false doctrine of the Spirit. We see the false doctrine concerning the law. And we see the false doctrine concerning God. Yes, the 22 plus 7 word picture consisting of false statements bring to view the formation of the Christian church's doctrines, which are the entrails of Christianity. Every picture tells a story. The 22 plus 7 false statements are foundational to Christianity. With the 22 plus 7 word picture, it is clear that the foundations of Christianity are falsehoods. Psalm 11, verse 3. Says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? The statement of concern is, if the foundations be destroyed. Question, what foundations? Answer, the AVB gives us the foundations of Christianity as shown in the 22 plus 7 word picture of falsities. I say to you, the very foundation or foundations of Christianity are destroyed. The 22 plus 7 word picture consisting of falsities convinces us that Christianity is like the house built upon sand, which brings us to the question, what does the 22 plus 7 word picture signify? Answer, the 22 plus 7 word picture consisting of falsities signifies destruction. It signifies the destruction of Christianity. it, the word picture, signifies the destruction of the Christian faith. Every picture tells a story. I say to you, the very foundations of Christianity are destroyed. Those foundations, as shown in the 22+7 word picture, are proved false. Christianity is defeated completely. In the 22+7 word picture, the defeat of Christianity is apparent. That which is built on lies cannot stand. It cannot endure close scrutiny. Psalm chapter 1, verse 5 says, "The ungodly shall not stand in the judgment." Ungodly here means sinful, wicked. The AVB in Leviticus chapter 20, verse 14 says, "It is wickedness." I say to you, Christianity is wickedness, and that wickedness is destroyed already. From the 22+7 word picture consisting of falsehoods, we learn the truth regarding Christianity. I cited the statement above, Psalm 1, verse 5, saying, "The ungodly shall not stand in the judgment." Why do we have that statement? Answer: that statement is subsequent to its antecedent, which appears in Jeremiah chapter 44, verse 28. The antecedent asks, "Whose words shall stand, mine or theirs?" The subsequent response says, "The ungodly shall not stand in the judgment." Again, the ungodly refers to the wicked, sinful Christian faith, as shown in the 22+7 word picture consisting of falsities. It is obvious that those 22+7 words, statements, do not stand in this ongoing judgment, with the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, presiding as judge. It is true, the ungodly do not stand in the judgment. Every picture tells a story. The 22+7 word picture consisting of falsehoods tells us the destruction of Christianity, but it tells us more. It tells us of something about faith. 1 Timothy 6, verse 12 says, I quote, "Fight the good fight of faith," end of quote. The 22+7 word picture has news for us. It tells us that the fight concerning faith is over. The fight concerning faith ended with the defeat of Christianity. The ungodly shall not stand in the judgment. Christianity is fallen. Faith is fallen. First Timothy chapter 3, verse 9 speaks of holding the mystery of the faith in a pure conscience. I say to you that the mystery of the faith is this: The faith has lost the fight. The foundations of the faith are destroyed. The Christian faith is defeated. Faith is fallen. Faith is fallen. From the 22 plus 7 word picture consisting of lies, we learn the truth regarding the faith. Every picture tells a story. In Job chapter 36, verse 17, the word says to me, "Thou hast fulfilled the judgment of the wicked. I have spoken on the law earlier. I have spoken of Christianity. Now I ask the question set down in Jeremiah chapter 44, verse 28. Whose words shall stand, mine or theirs, or whose word is left standing?" Answer: I have already stated that the words of the Christian faith shall not stand in the judgment, and they do not. The words left standing are those of the law. The law is left standing in the judgment. Isaiah 40, verse 8, the people say, "The word of our God shall stand forever." Whose word shall stand? We have the answer in the Isaiah 40, verse 8 statement. The word of our God shall stand forever. And that word is a reference to the law with its preamble. Now, the question, who is out? As being deprived of power and authority. And two, the question, who is in? As being in power, having authority. Answer: one, who is out? Christianity is out. Its foundations are destroyed. The Christian church has neither power nor authority. Christianity is out. Who is in? The law is in. The law is powerful. The law is authoritative. Listen to this. Romans chapter 7, verse 1 says, it speaks to the matter, saying, "The law hath dominion over a man as long as he liveth." So, Christianity is out, the law is in, and the word of God, the law, shall stand forever. The law is left standing in the judgment. The law is valid. The law, the AVB says, is good. And the people have even said, the word of the Lord, the word concerning the Lord, which thou hast spoken to us, is good for us to do. That has not changed. In conclusion, what does the 22 plus 7 word picture consisting of falsehoods say to you, the people? Answer, the 22 plus 7 word picture says to you, if you are trying to hold on to the Christian faith, one, you have not heard anything that I teach. Two, you are yet deceived. Three, your faith is vain. Four, you are on the wrong side of the law. You are yet in your sins. Five, you are rejecting the truth of God. Six, you are rejecting understanding. Seven, the 22 plus 7 word picture says to you, flee the faith. I say again, flee the faith. Flee Christianity and turn to the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. And eight, the 22 plus 7 word picture says to you, every word picture tells a story. Do not neglect to visit me on Twitter, hashtag Tommy L. Hart. Hart is spelled H-A-R-T. And visit Lawmaster Archives and learn and be not deceived. Join me right here next time when the judgment continues.